military mission, fighting back on the rails, and then came More Felons. It's Kalapur in front of the 100. Kalapur from More Felons. Kalapur kicking from More Felons. Kalapur clinging on, and Kalapur won the Tancred just from More Felons. I think Ashron nailed third in front of Athabaskan.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, this is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
And welcome back to the show. And Kalapur, under Dylan Gibbons, held off More Felons to win a thrilling Tancred Stakes. Chris Lees, a trainer, is good enough to join us on Easter Sunday morning. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Ray.
Happy Easter to you, Chris. And I bet you it is. And I bet you it is now after yesterday. A bit of a surprise, but to be fair, the horse is tough. He's genuine. And the way that race was run sort of suited Kalapur yesterday.
Yeah, he's a real honest horse, Ray. He's probably not going to go down the annals of the great Tancred Stakes winners by any means, but really pleasing result, especially to win a Group 1 with Dylan.
We'll put that in a context for listeners who may not know. Dylan's been apprenticed to you now for about 4 years, I think, Chris, but you've known him for a lot longer. Of course, Andrew, his father, has ridden for you for many, many years. You've seen young Dylan grow up, so it was a special moment for both of you yesterday.
Yeah, most definitely. He's a credit to himself and his family. He's a wonderful young man. He's got a very bright future. He's already established himself as one of the leading riders in Sydney, and he's got a long way to go.
Yeah, he's come out of his time, I think, almost at the end of this season, towards the end of July. But I was talking to him recently about his future, and he still wants to remain based in Newcastle and continue his association with you. He obviously is indebted to what you've done for him and also his father's guidance. So how valuable is he to your stable now?
Oh, he's a huge asset. You know, when you've got the availability of a leading rider like Dylan, it certainly makes it a lot easier. And, he knows the horses very well. He works hard and he gets the rewards.
The interesting part I found yesterday about Kalapur's win was when you revealed to the media after the race that as late as 8:30 a.m. on Wednesday morning, just before acceptance time, you were thinking of putting the horse into the Group 3 Neville Selwood Stakes at 2,000, but you rolled the dice, you went for the Group 1. What was the determining factor there?
Well, I knew he was fit enough for it. I just kept thinking he didn't have the class to win a Group 1 weight for age. And with all due respect to the opposition, it was, as I said, it just didn't look a classic year. We've got a glut of them 2,000, 2,500-metre races on in a two-week period, and it probably thinned out a little more than usual that race. So happy to give him his chance with a view that didn't go in with any great expectations, just hoping he'd get a really nice check for the owners and, you know, first four somewhere. So winning was certainly a bonus, I thought.
You'd take a Group 1 every time, Chris, wouldn't you?
Yeah, most definitely.
Chris, is the Sydney Cup the obvious next target for Kalapur?
I'd say so, Bulldog. He's had one go at 2 mile, Melbourne Cup off a really long year of racing last year. He had his first run in March and culminated in a Melbourne Cup. So this year he'll go in the Sydney Cup at his fourth run, and again he gets in with a pretty light weight. So to be fair, handicap races after winning a Group 1 weight for age is going to be a little tricky to play. So I think we'll take advantage of a Sydney Cup while he's down the weights.
Yeah, that's on April 13, and he deserves to have a crack at it, as you said, down the weights. Also down in the weights are Rustic Steel and Lock Eagle. I think they'll both, well, Lock Eagle's definitely in the Doncaster field. I think Rustic Steel will make it as well. Is it the plan to run both next Saturday in the Doncaster?
Lock Eagle will, and I'll discuss it with Mr. and Mrs. Wanless in the next 24 hours, whether we run Rustic Steel. Okay. Probably just got a little out of his ground yesterday and touch disappointed for what we were thinking. That said, he's a very honest horse, and he's getting up in the weights in outside of, you know, that better company. So whether we roll the dice there with him, we'll make a decision in the next 24 hours.
A bit of rain potentially forecast back into the week. A couple of our SMSs, some of our listeners are concerned about the likelihood of a wet track at Randwick. It won't bother Lock Eagle.
No, both horses would appreciate soft ground, so that could be a telling factor.
You'll be watching your Mighty Knights this afternoon, Chris.
Yeah, good afternoon, Bulldogs, and it's 5 into 40. You can't beat that, can you?
Yeah. Timmy Zoo, that tall bloke, Fundora.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, isn't it? But no, I think we'll be sweet.
Okay, and the Knights, I find this tempting, Chris. The line's 9.5. They're $1.95 at the line against the Warriors. Head-to-head, $1.35 for the home team. The Knights are $3.30. What are you thinking there?
Oh, I like the line, Ray. Yeah. It's always a concern when they fly over to New Zealand, but make it as you turn things around there. So I like the 9.5.
What's the Chris Lee's menu this afternoon out of intrigue with the boxing and the footy? There's got to be something on the plate.
Yeah, it's a good one, Bulldog. I'm a bit overfished, I've got to say that. I'll probably take the wife and kids for an early lunch, get that.
How early is early?
As early as I can.
Well, so once get out of the way, yeah.
I reckon he's there now, to be truthful.
Go to the pub with me, mate, and watch a fight in the footy. So 10:30 too early, you think?
No, not at all. Straight there, get out of the way, do the right thing. Then say, oh, I've got to duck off, got a couple of appointments.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Enjoy the fight and the footy this afternoon. Congratulations with Carla Paul yesterday, and good luck in the Doncaster next Saturday, Chris.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Chris.
There's Chris Lee's champion Newcastle trainer. Good to see him win that Group 1 yesterday, albeit a bit of surprise to him with Carla Paul in the Tancred.